The Americas. Security in Haiti. The Haitian knot. Insecurity and a shaky government are still wrecking the country.
Gary Conille lasted 166 days as Prime Minister. It was a miserable term. In June, a month after he took office, a UN-authorized security force of some 400 Kenyan police arrived. For a moment, some Haitians may have hoped that years of violence, impunity, and suspended democracy might be coming to an end. No such luck. The death rate from gang violence rose after the Kenyans arrived. The gangs that run Haiti are still in control. On top of utter insecurity, 12 million Haitians now find themselves thrust even deeper into a constitutional crisis. Haiti has not had a president since 2021, when Jovenel Moïse was assassinated. Subsequent appointed leaders have failed to hold elections, in large part because gang control makes fair ones impossible. Mr. Conille was fired after a vote on November 8th by Haiti's Transitional Presidential Council, a 9-person body appointed in April by Haiti's cabinet, none of them elected politicians, to carry out presidential duties. In normal times, only Haiti's parliament could remove a prime minister, but every seat in it has been vacant since January 2023. Mr. Conille's job, and the council's, was to make the country safe and prepare for elections in 2025. The council reportedly sacked Mr. Conille not for failing to fulfill this task, though that looked likely, but for failing to keep its members happy. Their relationship has been fractious since the council appointed Mr. Conille in May, but the seeds of his dismissal were probably sown in October, when Haiti's anti-corruption body accused 3 members of the council of soliciting bribes. Mr. Conille asked the council's president to dismiss the accused trio, Smith Augustin, Emmanuel Vertilaire, and Louis-Gérald Gilles, who all deny the charges. They remain on the council that fired the hapless Mr. Conille. Haiti continues to be governed by a string of unelected officials. The council appointed Alex Didier-Fils-Aimé, a businessman, to replace Mr. Conille. In an open letter, Mr. Conille said his ousting weakens our country and seriously compromises our chances of overcoming the crisis. The help from abroad is underfunded and outgunned. Kenya's President William Ruto has said he will send another 600 police to Haiti this month, bringing the force to 2/5 of the 2,500 that were originally promised. Of the other countries that pledged to send forces, only Jamaica, the Bahamas, and Belize have sent any. 24, 6, and 2, respectively. Haiti's gang members outnumber foreign security personnel by at least 6-1. Haitians continue to suffer. On November 8th, the UN noted that 700,000 had been forced from their homes, about half of them children. It reported pockets of famine-like conditions in some of the encampments to which they have fled, the first time since 2022 that the UN has observed hunger that severe in Haiti. Half the country is experiencing acute food insecurity, according to the UN. A prime minister who is more palatable to the presidential council may be better able to improve security, yet the chances look slim. People who hoped for better from Mr. Conille should have recalled his first stint as prime minister in 2012. That lasted just 4 months.